If you're inclined to throw a rod in anywhere around the Upper Hunter, you can't do it until you've heard from our fishing expert, Nick Brunny. How are you, mate?
A little bit wet, but good.
Everybody's got that problem at the moment. Has that affected the fishing? Is there too much water out there?
Not in the dams. The dams are actually rising quite nicely. St Clair and Glenbourne and over the hill, Lostock's actually spilling massively. So those rising dams are actually really good for the fish to bite. They come up on that new area that they can forage in, and that's where you'll catch them.
Have you been out throwing a line in? Have you caught anything recently?
My last trip was out to St Clair, and they're actually biting quite well in the morning on lipless crankbaits and chatterbaits. And then as the day went on, they sort of moved out into that deeper water around that 5 metre mark. They're still biting the lipless crankbaits. Just had to move out that little bit deeper water. Plenty of school fish on the points. And Glenbourne itself is fishing a little bit harder. The fish there have been a little bit tougher to catch, but they are getting a few if you persist. Again, on the lipless crankbaits, your chatterbaits. Just put the time in, you'll get them.
That's what it's all about, though, mate. You can't drop a line in and then walk away straight away. You've got to put a bit of time into it, a bit of effort.
Yeah, you put the effort in, you put the time in. You work out sort of where they're biting and what depths and sort of what times. And if you get the chance to go a little bit regularly, you know, it makes it easier because obviously you're not trying to find out what they're doing each time you go.
You bump into a few fishermen in your time. You got some blokes who are just like, this is my spot. This is the only place I like to fish because it's the best spot.
At times, but with the dams obviously going up and down and the rivers going up and down, those spots do change. Like, you know, this time last year, we were fishing spots. You know, now they're probably 30 feet underwater, so you can't fish them anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Would make it very... In fact, it would be scuba diving and spearfishing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. They're a long way under now, so yeah, you've got to find those new spots where the fish have moved to and concentrate on those.
All right, now coming up next weekend, it's a double header. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so the Australian Bass Tournament, we're heading to St Clair first. Next Friday will be the pre-fish, and then competition days on Saturday and Sunday. And then we pack up Sunday afternoon and then head straight up to Glenbourne for the second part of the double header. For 3 days up there, which should be good. Obviously, people coming from, well, hopefully from Queensland, they might have to come the long way. And obviously, the boys from New South Wales and some guys heading up from Victoria.
Well, the borders are open, so I imagine there'd been plenty of anglers out there who are keen to get involved in a tournament. I reckon the numbers should be pretty good, mate, even if we've had bad weather.
Yeah, look, I think there's about 50-odd boats entered, so that's you know, pretty much 100 anglers, you know, on each boat, so it's the biggest round so far this year. We did head down to Victoria for a couple of rounds, double-headed down there. We sort of had around the 24, 25 boats for both of those rounds. So, this is a big one. The Hunter Valley always fishes well, good fish. As we know, it's a great place to be, you know, wines and morins. And we've actually got a wine sponsor for this double-header, so that'll be good. The guys from Queensland to Victoria can taste our beautiful wines from the Hunter Valley.
Who's the sponsor? You can give them a mention if you like.
Gundog Estate are coming on board with some whites and some reds, and we'll share our wares with the rest of the country.
Oh, fantastic stuff. So are those tournaments are full now, or if somebody was keen, they could get in at the last moment?
You could sneak in at the last moment. They will take a couple more entries, so if you're keen, or even if you don't have a boat and you want to fish as a non-boater and experience sort of that next level of bass fishing, yeah, that's always available too, so you can get the entry and have a look at the Australian Bass Tournament website. All the information's there, and you're more than welcome to come along and start your tournament fishing journey.
Well, we look forward to hearing about you catching a swag of fish, Nick. Mate, thank you very much as always, and good fishing.
Yeah, thanks very much, and hopefully we get a few.